This is a Fox News alert. COVID vaccines for even younger kids. I'm Lisa Lacera. Moderna says it plans to submit an emergency use authorization application for its COVID vaccine for kids aged 6 months to 5 years by the end of the month. This coming as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention calls on the Justice Department to file an appeal after a federal judge tossed out the mask mandate on transportation.
The decision was quickly made following the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention statement that masking in an indoor transportation setting remains necessary for the public health and that the decision is well within its legal authority. The appeals notice was filed in Tampa, where the district order was handed down this week, voiding the federal mask mandate on modes of transportation. Several air carriers have already dropped masking rules on their passenger planes. Some, such as New York City's Metro Transportation Authority, which runs the subways, are keeping mask rules in place for now. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The U.S. Capitol was briefly evacuated this evening after police say they were tracking an aircraft they said posed a possible threat. It turned out to be an aircraft with people parachuting out of it as part of a demonstration at Nationals Park. President Biden met with military leaders this afternoon to discuss the war in Ukraine.
Ensuring that the security of American people, our interest and the interest of our allies, means having to constantly adapt to anything and everything that's happening.
The president said weapons and ammunition are flowing into Ukraine daily as they battle Russia. The U.S. Secret Service shot and killed an intruder at the residence of the Peruvian ambassador to the U.S. in Washington this morning. D.C. Metro Police say the agents were called to the home after residents heard windows being smashed, and at first a taser was deployed, but it didn't work. Then the agents shot the man. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
South Carolina's Supreme Court says a death row inmate cannot be executed by firing squad.
Richard Moore chose death by firing squad as the only other option was the electric chair. South Carolina's Department of Correction says they haven't been able to purchase lethal injection drugs for years, that no manufacturers are selling them anymore. The state's last execution was in 2011. The state Supreme Court stayed Moore's execution, scheduled for April 29th, and said they'd release a more detailed order later on. His attorney cited another case in which the state's death penalty methods are being challenged as unconstitutional. The last firing squad execution in the country was carried out against Ronnie Lee Gardner in Utah in 2010. Moore is on death row for murdering a convenience store clerk more than 20 years ago. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A Texas judge has pushed back the first jury trial over how much InfoWars host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones should pay the families of the Sandy Hook school shooting after the company sought bankruptcy protection this week. Jones has lost defamation lawsuits in Texas and Connecticut over his comments that the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre was a hoax. The first trial over how much he should pay the families had been scheduled to begin Monday in Austin, where InfoWars is headquartered. A new trial date has not been set. California's most populous county banning single-use plastics.
Los Angeles County is taking a step in the green direction, requiring all food service containers, cups, dishes, and cutlery distributed in the restaurants and food facilities in the county to be recyclable or compostable. The County Board of Supervisors gave the final approval Tuesday. The ordinance will be phased in beginning of May of next year and will also prohibit retail stores from selling styrofoam products like coolers, packing materials, pool toys, and cups unless they're encased in what they call durable material.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.